Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Stephen Moore back on the show. Stephen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999. And Stephen, I'm excited to announce to you today, it's, many people already know about this, but you may not know this, Stephen has kind of come full circle. He, when we first knew him, he was at the Heritage Foundation, and he's made a couple of rounds. More recently, you've known him as a member of the editorial board, writing about the economy for the Wall Street Journal. He's the author of a number of books, including The End of Prosperity, Return to Prosperity, and his new book is Who's the Fairest of Them All? He's our good friend Stephen Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So you've come full circle, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. You know, Heritage is the most influential think tank in America, and they offered me this great job to take over their economics program, and so I'm really excited about this. I'll still be writing a column for the Wall Street Journal once a month, but
right.
This is an exciting thing, and be doing the blocking and tackling now, right on the front ends of formulating policy in Washington. So very excited.
Well, I'm excited too, because I've been a fan of the Heritage Foundation for a long time, but more recently there's been some changes, and not without some controversy there, Stephen, with Senator Jim DeMint leaving the Senate last year, I guess it was, and becoming the head of the Heritage Foundation. There's been a lot of folks, especially on the left side, have thrown a lot of rocks at that move. Tell us about what the Heritage Foundation means today, and is it different? Do the detractors have any reason to be that way? Is it that much different than it was, say, 5 or 10 years ago?
Well, you know, Heritage is a very large organization. It has over $60 million. Budget, so obviously people on the left are going to take a hit at it, given how it's really promoting free market policies and pro-business and pro-individual freedom ideas that are at the founding
right.
of our country. So it's not surprising at all that the left is disparaging Heritage. The thing that's new about Heritage is that it's more involved in the day-to-day activities of trying to get legislation enacted. You know, it's not just a think tank any longer. It's also an action organization. Which
that's probably what's brought in a lot of the rancor on the left is that they see you guys being flexing your muscles and not just your brains this time.
Yeah, to him being effective, you know, and putting out the research, which is still incredibly high quality, but also figuring out ways to actually get these things through Congress so they can be enacted in law to make America a more prosperous place, and that's the kind of thing I really wanted to be involved in.
Well, that takes you back to the days when you were with the what was the name of the group?
The Club for Growth.
Club for Growth. You were very active in that with that in the political part of that several years ago. So what now? So, but as the chief economist, what would that mean? How would you use your economic work to do what you were just saying?
Well, I'm going to be doing a lot more media. I'll be on Fox News and CNN even more than I have now. I'll be doing a lot of work on tax reform, on monetary policy. I'm doing a book now on the states. And so I'll be really looking at, for example, tomorrow, the Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp comes out with a big tax reform proposal.
Right.
And I'll be weighing in on that, and in fact, I helped the chairman put that together. So it's
is where they're going to cut. They're proposing to cut capital gains and that sort of thing.
Right. It's to cut tax rates and broaden the tax base back like we did in 1986. You know, it's amazing, Jim. We haven't cleared out the stables of the tax code in almost 30 years.
Right.
So it's really time to fix the tax system. And I think this is, you know, I don't agree with everything in the chairman's plan, but I think it's a really good start. I think it moves us in the right direction of lowering tax rates, making America a more competitive place. I mean, my goodness, who can defend our current tax system when we have the highest corporate tax rate in the world?
Well, that's just one of the many policies that we have in America that's become headwinds for the economy, isn't it?
No question. I mean, it might be, you know, one of the most significant headwinds other than Obamacare.
Yeah, I think so, too. I want to, in fact, when we come back after these messages, I want you, this is brand new stuff, folks. This new tax proposal that Steve is talking about is pretty darn new. I've only learned about it yesterday. So I'm gonna get Stephen to report on that for us after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stephen Moore is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.